producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hicks Bayonets, Bill Hicks is in the house.
Fix bayonets.
3 days of terror.
Overdrive.
That gripped France have come to an end. They now, after four times claiming they'd killed them, said they've killed the terrorist. Algerian officials gave early warning. Nothing was done. We knew that was coming. Britain's MI5 says Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute after reconstituting in Syria. Who did that? Our government. Yemen branch urges international jihad. That's just some of the news. Booker puts Rand Paul's secret weapon, his wife, on national stage. Jeb Bush is set to try to raise $100 million to run for president. Do I wake up and was born into an oligarchy where it's only Clintons or Bushes, Kevin?
Dude, they are just pumping those Bushes out in a factory. There's like some other Bush, too, isn't there? Like,
yeah, he just got elected to state government.
Yeah. How many George Bushes are there?
I think it's a cloning facility.
They are cloning them. That's amazing. That's amazing. That'd be a good documentary. I'd like to see how you clone a George Bush.
Well, you know, clones are never that smart. That's why they get stupider.
Right. Maybe that's what they did. Maybe
there's George P. Bush is the new one.
Maybe they cloned Bill Hicks.
Stop giving the secrets. Seriously, you know, I make jokes. It's not fair to the family. I apologize that crazy people do that, but I can't. You know, I can't help it.
Yeah, I don't think we didn't really.
We're on the run, Kevin. Yeah. We're on the run.
Really
Kevin.
Start that thing. Yeah,
we're on the run, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're trying to cover
the run. Sitting in the studio for 10 years. We're on the run.
No. I mean, we're trying. Look, there I am.
I remember when I first did the first Alex Jones video, and I for the first time I introduced you to all the Bill Hicks fans, and they hated my guts for it.
Oh yeah,
they hated me, and I knew, you know, I mean, people always think, oh, if you're,
and now what do they think that? Because you have one of the biggest sites for Bill Hicks, or not the biggest one, subsites, your message board. You try to get away from that just to do your own thing. But how do the fans like it when they hate me on average, and then? That now I'm Bill Hicks.
No, it's so weird. The fans are so weird. I gave up a long time.
Have any of them decided I actually am Bill Hicks?
Yeah, I gave up a long time ago trying to figure out the Bill Hicks fans. It's they love.
Hey, you know what's really? You knew Sam Kinison really well. Now that's interesting.
Oh yeah.
I got to be honest. I'm a bigger Sam Kinison fan than.
That's okay. Yeah.
That's Joe's favorite.
Awesome.
Want to say hi to Joe Rogan? I know he listens.
Hey Joe, what's up, Joe?
Long Joe's got a great podcast.
Yeah,
love you. You introduced me to Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I know.
That was like 16, 17 years ago, brother.
Damn. I remember that first time we went to that club in Houston. It was so smoky, I couldn't even see. Remember, I had to crawl down to the floor just to get air. There was so much smoke back then.
Yeah, that was like in like 97, 98. But yeah. I met him. He came and hung out at your house and stuff like in 98. Remember in 2000, we did the thing where he dressed up as George Bush Sr. And I was,
right.
No, I was George Bush Sr.
Belly of the Beast.
Belly of the Beast. Belly of the Beast. Belly of the Beast. Belly of the Beast. I did that one thing.
In Texas. Belly of the Beast.
That was one take, wasn't it?
Yeah, one take wonder. That was great.
Oh my gosh, we ought to go into more Overdrive. What is that called on YouTube? Alex Jones, Belly of the Beast. Guys, pull it up.
Down, 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 down. To me, I don't have a guitar. I could play.
We ought to put that out on YouTube. That would go viral, man.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan throwing me out of a wheelchair.
And we had a flying saucer in there. Where Chris Athenis put a flying saucer on it.
Yeah. And then remember all the stuff in L.A.? Oh, we can't talk about that. Want to turn into a reptoid?
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. At Gary Busey's house.
Oh, that's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alex and I went to Gary Busey's house.
Don't tell it. He listens to me. Don't do it. Don't. That was before he even got more eccentric.
And he sent me, he said, he told
me, a tonic.
He said, I want you to go to, what is it?
We're going over to Schwarzenegger's house, get in the car.
I want you to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get me a chocolate milkshake. I said, they don't have chocolate milkshakes at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, God, no.
And so I ended up, I went to Jack in the Box and I bought a chocolate milkshake and I poured it into a Kentucky Fried glass and I brought it to him and he thought I was a genius.
We got to back this up, though, or I get thrown out of the wheelchair. This is real footage. Actually, Bill Hicks is Alex Jones, is George Bush Sr.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nation Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nation Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We've got to be asking ourselves a big question right now while the world watches in fixed rapture, enjoying the spectacle of fear going on, the spectacle of panic going on as they pop their popcorn and pour their cold beer. So many people are simply voyeurs of violence and carnage. As the world watches, what else is going on? What else is unfolding? What else is happening in politics, in world news, in U.S. news, in science and technology, in the economy? It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, on this live, hard to believe, already the ninth day of January, 2015, worldwide edition. Now, just 10 minutes ago, they said that both of the supposed terrorist shooters, Al-Qaeda from Yemen, they claim, had been killed and that hostages taken, including women and children, had survived. Now Reuters is reporting four of the hostages are dead and that the shooters are dead. I'm not going to sit here today and minute by minute go over this because there's going to be a lot of disinformation, a lot of media jumping to report the latest info. We don't know if this is a false flag. We don't know if it's provocateured. We don't know if they protected these guys. We don't know if they let them into the country. We don't know, or it may have just been missed. Maybe a real terror attack. But what we do know is that the giant worldwide spy grid, the French per capita have more spy systems and electronic snooping and are more open about it than even the United States. It's one of the most surveilled societies in the world. And for all the electronic surveillance, all the unconstitutional spying that France has that violates their own constitution as well, it did not stop this. You could turn France into a giant prison. People won't be safe. They'll be less safe. One of the most dangerous places to be is a prison. You can get more drugs, more contraband, more child porn, more violence, more stabbings than in a prison than you're going to have in the worst areas of Chicago or New York City. So the surveillance state didn't keep the French safe. And now we have the two brothers with their Facebook, with their Al-Qaeda jihadi flags, showing them at the shooting range, I guess in Yemen, getting training for the attack. And they've got their trendy girlfriends that follow them because they were hip-hop Mac daddies. It fits the MO of narcissists with their selfies that this could be a real terror attack. If I had to give you the profile, and I've done this many times on air in the last few years, if I had to give you the profile of a real modern jihadi, they're about 23 years old. They listen to gangster rap music. They wear Puma sweatpants, sweatshirts, and shoes. I'm sorry, that's just who they are. They take constant selfies and see themselves as basically movie stars, are narcissists taking selfies, hanging out with your daughter. Because the coolest thing to do is to date a jihadi. I mean, come on. Just watch MTV. Just hang out on a college campus. There's nothing cooler. The fusion of the worst of gangster rap and the worst of radical Islam to give us the mutation. What do you call a Mac Daddy, Homie G jihadi? A jihadi gangster? A gangster jihadi? How do you compound word that? And I'm on record saying, over and over again, and I don't brag, I'm on record saying, when we're right, which is pretty much continually, I point it out because we really have the combination. We have the code. We know how things work. We understand the program, the social poisoning. And I said, get ready for real asymmetrical attacks across the West by aimless, welfare head, spoiled, rotten immigrant kids. Their parents are hardworking. Their parents don't like what they're doing. But they go into the toxic American culture. You take radical Islam and you add it into the evil Western culture, you're going to get something really nasty. And that's what we've got here is this mutation. And I see it all over Facebook, all over Twitter. You see it at the anti-police rallies around the country with the Ford Foundation and Soros right behind. Radicalizing, holding up the ISIS signs. I knew months ago we started getting all sorts of ISIS threats by punks on Facebook and Twitter threatening us, and the government, of course, did nothing about it, that this was a real situation. When I started criticizing Al-Qaeda 4 years ago in Syria, now known as ISIS or ISIL last year as a brand change to confuse the military and the American people, oh, we're not having to battle who our government put in charge of the rebels in Syria. We're battling a new group that we keep accidentally giving airdrops of weapons to. And so now we have to give up all of our freedoms and liberties because the jihadis have come to town. And it can be used to then take freedoms across the board, create new Islamophobia, which will be used to set up a larger police state that will end up being actually pointed at and deployed against gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, pro-lifers, land rights activists, get us out of the UN activists, you name it. And we've seen this carried out on a smaller scale, beta tested over and over again since 9/11. But now it's being rolled out writ large. I've told you, I expect attacks on soft targets, probably in Paris first. I don't know how, folks, the clips, there's got to be 50 of those or more, where I said in the last 2 years, until you were sick of hearing it. In fact, we have a journal every day where we write down notes of my predictions, so we should be able to search that and pull a few, you know, clips of that. Just to show new listeners that I'm not just making these claims, I said I would expect Paris to get hit first, and then London, and then New York, and then some city like Austin, Texas. I think Austin will probably get hit, because I just know how to look at the whole background and what's being deployed, and they won't have to stage it this time, because they have promoted it and hyped it and pushed it to certain extents throughout the media that when Al-Qaeda and ISIS puts out a report a week ago, a video, saying attack the French. Well, it was time for those trained in Yemen who in a anti-gun, anti-defense, anti-freedom society like France were able to have RPGs and automatic weapons and go kill at least 13 people, three of them police officers, and now they're saying at least four hostages are dead, but there's still explosions and fire and smoke in France, in the woods. Who knows what's going on? We'll try to figure it out at another point. It doesn't really matter, though. That's just a soap opera. The larger issue is we predicted it. It wasn't hard to predict. It's like if you douse yourself in gasoline and light yourself on fire, you're going to probably get burned. Not a very hard prediction to make. And again, that's how stupid the social engineers think you are and I'm are. That's not proper English. You are and I'm are. That's how dumb they think we collectively are, is that they could arm for 4+ years, give tens of billions of dollars through NATO, through the U.S., through Turkey, and a bunch of other countries, a coalition to gang up on Libya, gang up on Syria, turn the countries over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, under any name, it's the same thing, the same black flags, the same symbols, the same Bin Laden Brigade garbage, to blow up every mosque that isn't radical, every Shiite mosque, every Alawite mosque, every synagogue, every church, and crucify Christians and rape them and murder them and conscript their daughters into sex slavery and to eat hearts on TV. Just scum of the earth. Our government did this, and now hundreds of thousands, at least 200,000 of these people are running around Iraq and Syria, and many of them come from the United States, England, and France. And remember last year and the year before when it was in the news that they were allowing people to recruit on Facebook and Twitter in the U.S. and England and Europe to go back and forth, and that French and British and others were letting them fly back and forth in their Muslim gear with the beards, with the Bin Laden flags, saying on their Facebooks, we're going to Afghanistan, we're going to Libya, we're going to Syria, we're going to Iraq to fight jihad, and Western governments who were funding it in the zone, let them recruit online and let them go back and forth, and now let them attack in Paris so they have a justification to grab my genitals or put me in a naked body scanner at the airport. What a stinking, giant, disgusting fraud. And now the head of NI5 says, brace for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, to attack the West. We'll play that clip when we come back. Stay with us.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, my friends, Alex Jones here back live. It's finally mainstream news. I've got a stack of it here. Health officials warn of Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City. That's coming up. Unraveling key to cold virus. Harsh respiratory viruses slams Colorado. They're warning of super strains of pneumonia killing people across the United States. In 2014, I lost three family members in December and January of 2013, 2014, to these super viruses. And believe me, this winter is just as bad, and is finally being reported on. That's coming up. Also, breaking exclusive to Infowars.com, drug cartel places a $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head, and that comes from directly inside two legislatures. I'll just leave it at that. But this is directly to our office from very credible sources. We made some phone calls. You can then see the response of Perry's office. The article is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drug cartel places $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head. Fake terror group plans mass casualty attacks against the West. That means ISIS slash Al-Qaeda. A special report by John Bound that folks think is controversial. The Islamification in the Obama nation. Well, there's no doubt there's an Islamification of Europe and the United States, Europe more intensely. Snowden says cyber war more damaging to the U.S. than any other nation. Insider reports Obama is being blackmailed by Muslim Brotherhood. That's an Egyptian colonel and FBI informant we interviewed yesterday, Ahmad Salem. Really big news on the economic front I want to get into. You know, in the last 3 months, more than 65% of new oil drilling permits by the federal government have been denied. And now the debt that the U.S. oil producers, smaller companies, were accruing to start drilling or to continue drilling is set to bankrupt most of them in the next year. So, see, driving down oil prices bankrupts the Russians, and it bankrupts independent U.S. oil producers. We're going to be breaking all of that down and more today. I got a call this morning about 30 minutes before airtime, speaking of the Paris situation that's ongoing, with reports of the terrorists being dead and four of the hostages being dead, but then they're saying the hostages are alive. We don't know. Britain's MI5 warns Al-Qaeda planning mass attacks on the West. Well, of course, you help give them a new base. You give them tens of billions of dollars. You give them artillery support by the Turkish military. You call them freedom fighters in Syria. And now they've turned into Iraq, and we're having to fight them there. Of course they're going to come back. Most of them come from Western countries. They were allowed to organize by our media, by our governments. And now those governments will take our freedoms when they attack us. And the cops getting their heads blown off will be real. The citizens getting shot will be real. I got a call this morning by a very credible, high-level source, U.S. military intel, via NATO and their liaisons with the French National Anti-Terror Police, who were directly involved inside the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo, that a rocket-propelled grenade was used inside. Just an interesting little factoid. And one reason we haven't been shown more images inside, just one shot of a bloody hallway with blood splattered everywhere and papers blown everywhere. Guns don't blow papers everywhere. In fact, can we pull up the one photo we have? Notice there's papers all over the place. That's what a grenade does. And it was reported by the Daily Mail yesterday, on Thursday, in an article, deep inside the article, teenage suspects arrested after handing himself into police, is the headline, on page 12, as well as the AK-47 assault rifles, there were also reports of rocket-propelled grenades being used in the attacks. We heard from witnesses they had RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, but this is from a source confirming it, who talked. My source talked directly to the French source. High level. High level. And you look at that photo. They've now released more photos. That's from the firebombing originally that happened. But the new photo is of papers splattered all over the place. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the word is RPG was used on them. Just a little side note. When we come back, I'm going to play the MI5 chief saying Al-Qaeda and the Al-Qaeda under any other name is still Al-Qaeda, ISIS or whatever, is going to be attacking.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up on this Friday edition again for first-time callers on any issue you want to raise. The French situation, the police state, what's happening with oil prices, the economy. Any angle you want to talk about, just get right to the point and have a good phone, because we don't screen your calls. Just your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening, what affiliate. If you want to give us that info, I don't care. We get calls from China, Australia, Germany. I'd love to get some calls from France. I guess just dial your country access code and 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have an internal international line. Like, why don't we just go ahead and fire that up? 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. We haven't turned that line on yet, so wait a few minutes. I just decided to do that in midstream. 512-646-1776, or you can call the international line at GCN, 651-695-7755. or just the classic 800-259-9231. We will be taking your phone calls. I'm going to try to calm down. It's just very frustrating that, number one, if terror threats were real, we shouldn't give up our fundamental freedoms because of that threat, because that then encourages terrorists to attack you, to take control of your civilization, and make you give in to their demands. Now, if you have criminal elements in control of the civilization at the heights of corporate governance as well as governmental systems, if they can take control and run your life and get trillions in no-bid contracts over the last 15 years, would government at least allow terrorists to attack if, as a society, every time there's an attack, we lose more freedom, even though losing more freedom doesn't protect us from another attack? The way the media dramatizes 13 people that are dead. Sure, it's a tragedy. We're sad. We hope the hostages weren't killed. Some of them reportedly got out alive because they had children with them. I've got one of those images on my screen of a father with his son and a woman being ushered out by the police. They say the two terrorists are supposedly dead and that four of the hostages were killed. But in the big picture, as you know, I say, honeybees kill 200 and something people a year, wasps 300 and something, deer running out in front of your cars is over 500, deer with their antlers kill more than 10 people a year. Oh, yeah, look it up. But see, deer aren't scary, honeybees aren't scary. Great white sharks kill about 5 people a year worldwide, and most people are scared to swim in over their neck in the ocean. Most people I know, because they think sharks will eat them. You've got a better chance of a leprechaun changing your oil. Well, maybe you got a better chance of a shark biting than a leprechaun changing your oil, because leprechauns don't exist. Now I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm racist against Irish people because I'm saying leprechauns don't exist. You know, that's the answer to any intellectual argument you can't win. Just say someone's a racist. But I'm going far afield now, aren't I? It is so frustrating to see my freedom, your freedom, our freedom being flushed down a toilet while the borders are wide open. I mean, how transparent is this? France is wide open to open immigration. Illegals pour in every day, get put on welfare. The country is on the verge of economic collapse by every metric, just like Spain, Portugal, Greece, Ireland, and other areas. The bankers are taking control of it. The French government saying you can't say father and mother on documents because it hurts people that aren't male or female. Oh, see, being a father hurts someone that can't be a father. See where this tyranny goes? This is mind control. Oh, but these jihadis, which more and more I think evidence is leaning towards this being a real attack, they get to go on Facebook. Let's put up their Facebook for TV viewers if we can. Headline, Daily Mail, Facebook of terror suspects found, and they're on there with their rifles and with their spent cartridges, giving their hand signs, meaning they're going to kill for Allah, and nothing was done. But I've seen articles in the French press where vacationing Americans will joke about, you know, we're going to blow this place up partying, and within 2 hours, French police knocked down their Ritz-Carlton door, dragging them out because they said, we're going to blow this place up partying. They could look and see they were party animals, no criminal record, that it was in context of partying, but they went ahead and SWAT teamed them. Same thing happened a few years ago where there was a text message in the United States of some visitors in L.A. saying something similar. They got a visit. Remember the folks searching for pressure cookers weren't even Muslim in Florida, got SWAT teamed? They wanted pressure cookers to cook some food. I have a crock pot and a pressure cooker. I have a big crock pot for putting turkeys and chickens in it. I expect a SWAT team attack any minute. I'm being sarcastic, but might as well Everybody knows I'm not a jihadi. Everybody knows I'm not planning a terror attack. Actually, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, MSNBC, came out and said that I'm, quote, connected to the Boston bombers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like they may have visited my website, which gets millions of visitors a day. It's like saying they visited CNN, so CNN's guilty as well. So this is the attempt that we see taking place. Are you upset about this? Our government creates a new Islamic army under the name ISIS. Our military gets upset about it, says we won't follow the side of Al-Qaeda. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul come out and say that a year and a half ago. So they changed the name to ISIS. It's the same group. And now they're connected directly to these guys who reportedly traveled to Yemen for training and then posted the jihad photos from Yemen with them training at training camps with AK-47s. And then they got back into France with rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and full-auto Kalashnikovs, and nothing was done about it. Just like with the FBI, cooking the bomb, giving them the detonators, and then Ahmad Salem tries to stop it, and he's pulled off the case, and they send in another bomb maker to help him finish it and let them carry out the attack. Because then you get more funding, and Congress is calling for more anti-terror laws, and the French are, and the British are. Let's play the MI5 head. Here's the Reuters headline. Britain's MI5 chief warns Al-Qaeda in Syria planning mass attacks on the West. Oh, they've got more than 10,000 heat-seeking, shoulder-fired MPAD, surface-to-air missiles, that aren't much bigger than an RPG. If these guys could smuggle at least three RPGs they were seen with, one they used inside the newspaper, that's from InfoWars, you're getting that, can they get a Chinese copy of a Stinger in? Can they get a U.S. modern Stinger? Because the stuff they've got is mainly U.S. Oh, I've even had, by name, the CIA pilot, Tosh Plumlee, on to talk about his NATO source and others flying the weapons into them. The military gets so upset they land because they have military that offloads it. They have contractor pilots. And the jihadis shoot their mouths off and say, we're going to kill you next, English. That's how, imagine being a special forces NATO soldier, U.S. soldier, and you land in Jordan, or you land in Iraq, or you land in Turkey at these training camps, and at the airport, at the airbase, a truck pulls up, and it's a 25-year-old jihadi from England with a 23-year-old jihadi from France with a 30-year-old jihadi handler from the U.S., and they even smart-mouth them when they're giving them the weapons. I have that directly from people offloading the weapons. You understand? That's why you saw thousands of officers covering their faces, holding up pieces of paper saying, I won't fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, because it's so sick. The American people may buy it and may be in a coma and not know how big this is, but the military does. That's why Dempsey went to Obama 2 years ago at midnight on a Friday and said, the military is going to rebel if you try to launch a air bombardment against Syrian targets. And if you try to send in ground troops, Assad's done nothing to anybody. The military is finally waking up. And Dempsey didn't do that because he's an angel. The military got it, folks. If we can duplicate that, it's game over for this. And we're an inch away from that right now. The bold move. The naked move. I mean, we had a former colonel in the Egyptian military on who just loves America, loves the U.S. military, hates radical Islam, worked for the FBI, saying, unfortunately, it looks like our government's arming ISIS and is behind it. And he was very upset. And he said, this is to scapegoat Islam and create a class of civilizations. He gets it. He gets it. And it's to turn the Middle East over to a bunch of Wahhabist cavemen. Well, I stand against radical Islam. I'm sorry. I'm a radical. I stand against shooting police in the head. I'm a bad person. I stand against Al-Qaeda. I'm not trendy. I understand that. And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me? You can go straight to hell. You understand that? I'm not scared. You understand that? I am just sick at what filth you are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're broadcasting worldwide today, taking your phone calls. Let's go to Lauren in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for putting out the information that you put out. I just started listening to your show maybe last year, so it's probably like 3 months now. I'm black. It's hard to get any other black person to listen to this show. How can I reach people? It's like, it's exactly what you say. As soon as someone doesn't agree, they say, oh, he's racist. Oh, you know, that's their argument to everything.
Well, that's because you got a dumbed-down population on all sides that just bleep out stereotypical words because they're not informed. It just makes them feel smart. And, you know, we have every race, color, and creed listening to this broadcast, and that's why these type of shows are important, so everybody can talk to each other. So if you want to reach out to folks, you can do it right here on the air. Go ahead.
Right. I just wanted to bring up that point. I know other people may have, you know, problems reaching out to other people in their community. They just don't really understand what's going on. And like you said, they just always call it racist. So I just wanted to bring up that point. But thanks for all that you do.
No, ma'am, please don't thank me. Like Limbaugh says, just say ditto. Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart. Please, I want to thank you. Pete in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there, Alex. Long-time listener. I was just calling in about this whole terrorist attack in France. I don't know if you've really come to a solid conclusion of what they're going to try to get out of this. Are they going to try to restrict our freedom of speech out of this? Or
absolutely. They're going to try to bring in cybersecurity with new fake cyber Pearl Harbors they're getting ready. And then with this, they're going to try to bring in new political correctness. I mean, shopping carts all over won't let you sell stuff even mildly critical of Islam. Google won't let us sell the Obama deception saying it's racist. That's what's coming out of this is we have to shut up. We have to comply. We have to go along with the system. And the reason I said that I think this may be a real attack, sure, the door was open, the training was allowed, it was protected. So it is a false flag light. But I've seen the real sexiness, the real avant-garde faux. It's faux avant-garde. It's fake. Promotion of jihading as some type of liberal socialist cutting-edge army in social media. It's been allowed to operate. And so they're just creating the clash of civilizations so that the West kills Muslims and Muslims kill us instead of us just promoting cooperation, science, technology, and freedom. Just like the globalists, just like the Rothschilds helped get World War I going that killed 6 million Germans, 3 million French, 1 million Brits, a couple hundred thousand Americans. World War II killed 21 million Germans, 22 million Russians, almost 400,000 Americans, about 400,000 Brits. I'm going from memory, but you can look these numbers up. Those were all basically staged. They were real wars, but the banking cartels manipulated it on both sides. Now they want the third conflict, but to be between the West and Islam. And out of that clash, just like the West versus communism, we both become more authoritarian in confronting each other because it's being manipulated by the central globalist committees. What do you think is coming out of this, Pete?
Well, I think that you're right on spot with that. And I have a kind of a question or a recommendation, an idea that might be groundbreaking for you. Kind of goes along with what the last caller was talking about, trying to get people together. A couple weeks ago, I tried calling him because you had mentioned something about us getting together and pulling together on things. Have you ever thought about, I know you've done the dating website thing a while back. I don't know what happened.
Well, sure. We did a social network, PlanetInfoWars.com. It's primitive, but it works good for people to meet each other and stuff. And that's one subsection of it. Yes.
What I was wondering is, could you come up with something that would be kind of like Craigslist, where like-minded people could all get together by their area and maybe, you know, just pull together and pull our resources to prepare for what's coming down the tubes?
Absolutely. You know, we have the Prison Planet area where people can go in there and talk. We have PlanetInfoWars.com. That's a basic social network that millions of people have used. We also have the message board, the Prison Planet message board, that is kind of organic and operates on its own. Mainly just becomes a giant gossip rag, but it's got a lot of good information as well. So, yes, sir. But we do have PlanetInfoWars.com. It's got street art, outdoors, guns, health, video, business, dating, economics, entertainment, offbeat, politics, science, technology, weird news, world news, activism, preparedness, resistance, members activity, find groups, smart groups, start groups, read articles, write articles, PlanetInfoWars.com, and it's up there right now. Okay, we're going to come back on the other side, continue with your phone calls, then I'm going to get into just a ton of other news.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Alex Jones. I told you when we started the broadcast about 50 minutes ago that I was not going to follow the ongoing soap opera very closely today because so much disinformation comes out in the fog of this hysteria. First, they claim that both of the terrorist suspects have been killed. Now they're saying that one of them's on the loose. First they said the hostages hadn't been killed. Now four have been killed. It is just all over the map right now. Clearly these guys had accomplices to get RPGs and fully autos into France. They say they're working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They went to Yemen for training. This is all part of the Saudi Arabian crescent of radical Islamification that they use to take over the Middle East. And most Middle Eastern countries hate these jihadis. I want to be clear. Doesn't mean you have to even agree with Islam. I'm just being accurate here. They hate it. Imagine you're living in Iraq. You can go to the movies. Your daughter can go to college. You get overthrown. Now they're chopping your heads off. Or Syria. I mean, you could go to Syria, folks, and order a beer. Not anymore, where the Al-Qaeda people are in charge. I mean, our government is putting the worst people in charge to destabilize those regions, just like they're trying to destabilize us and take our freedom away. Just like they've caught the feds arming street gangs, going back to the 60s. Just like we caught the Justice Department arming drug cartels. I mean, it's bad people in government, folks, and corporations. I'm going to go to a caller in France, Steve in France. What is your view on this? Go ahead.
Good evening, Alex. Thank you for taking the call. Well, it seems like I don't know if you hear me well, but
I do, sir. Go ahead.
Like, you hear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it seems to me like everybody here is taking it the same as 2001 in America. It's a big shock for everybody because there's no girlfriend having to up with machine guns and get down cops and people like this it's an outrage. That I don't know now what is going to be happening, but they are already talking about arming the cops and making huge amount of security. I think if it was a plot, which I'm not going to say it was, but if it was a plot, it would have been perfectly targeted to motivate all French people to accept the same kind of law that are coming to America as lots of hunting police the same way as military and have them check everybody in the street and have a huge police state.
You said it right there succinctly, just like the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now Chicago Mayor, said, we never let a good crisis go to waste. Whether it was staged or not, they're going to use it to basically intensify the totalitarian state, just as France economically, from what I've seen in the numbers, is in deep trouble. We know historically with economic trouble comes totalitarianism. Do you agree with an outsider's view that the EU and France is having economic trouble and that the government's trying to amass more power?
Of course, the EU is controlling the whole Europe, and who controls the EU is probably America. So there's problem in France and everywhere. But, you know, I can see also with this advance, the president, François Hollande, is having a very low rating right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they can catch those guys, which right now I think there's two state situations in France, one in Port-de-Vincennes next to Paris with one guy, and two other guys somewhere on the west side of Paris,
that's right,
in the warehouse, holding those things
right
as well.
Well, stay there, sir. Don't hang up. I want to come back to you in 1 minute when we start the next hour, 70 seconds technically, and let you finish up. And I want to speak about France as well. France lost 3 million people in World War I, folks. And then now France is saying we've got to give up all of our liberties because of 13 dead or 15 dead or whatever it is. I want to ask him his view on giving up liberty for security. Well, you never end up getting liberty, you get tyranny.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The Ethan Behrman Show.